Is that okay, WW4JET?
10-4 is okay. How are you?
Took a lightning strike today.
And I'm at a big intersection with lots of traffic lights. And getting, what, the repeater's getting wiped out.
LED noise coming at you?
You better.
Making it in. It's, you know, a little bit of mobile, typical mobile noise, but you're making it in.
I heard you ask for a radio check, but I was climbing out of the tractor and then I didn't catch the conversation. But do I understand, did you get struck by lightning? Is that what happened?
And it kind of reared its ugly head in multiple ways that I can't figure out. And, yeah, it doesn't appear to be a direct antenna strike, in fact, but at the same time, it electrically it went in, you know, I lost the negative side of my HF radio. The fuse did blow, but it still hurt it still damaged the HF radio somehow. It's not lighting up. The Astron, the big old Astron power supply is fine. It seems like the linear amplifier is fine. I don't know about the antenna tuner, but it was disconnected. There wasn't any antenna connected. So and it took out my laptop, and it took out my GMRS radio, which really has me perplexed because that doesn't have any internet connections.
Was that today? I noticed there was a storm going through that area.
It wasn't even brutal. It wasn't even that bad. It was just, came through and couple strikes here and there, you know, and clearly I had everything disconnected and then wham, it was like right here. And I don't know if it was a nearby tree. It doesn't look like it hit an antenna because the GMRS antenna, it has a flat SWR on it. I just ran a test on it. So I would think if it took a direct hit, and all the grounding out there looks fine. I mean, I ground everything, and I don't know. I'm at a loss as how it happened. I mean, not how it happened, but, you know, the path it took, so to speak.
If it came in through the house, mains,
We have, but the only thing I found was a GFI in the garage popped. And that reset just fine. Nothing else in the house, you know. Really kind of odd, except this room where I do this. and all this expensive equipment that doesn't work anymore.
I'm sorry. If you didn't, I mean, if your antennas were disconnected, unless they were laying close, the options were laying close. Might have jumped or something, but we got your laptop too, it sounds like, and your laptop was plugged in. Kind of sounds like that's what it was. Man, I hate that.
Work on battery or regular any longer, so I think, you know, it did blow out the Ethernet switch, so somehow some of it seems to go through there too. But I had, you know, a switch is cheap. I had actually had a spare and it works fine. So I'm thinking it might have come in that somehow electrically and jumped into these internet cables somehow and did damage that way. But then again, there's that 25 amp fuse that was blown in the HF radio on the negative pole.
Like it must have. Well, in my unprofessional opinion, sounds like it probably came in through the power somehow. But I keep meaning to look at a whole home. Breaker. I'm not sure how they work yet. I know you put them in like a breaker and wire them in, but I don't understand how it would everything. I haven't researched it enough.
Yeah, I've heard of those, and I don't know either. You know, you think I with the eight? What do I have? 1, 2, 3, 4. At least 3 ground rods on one side of the house. I got the normal house ground on the other side of the house. Everything that I know, but. Anyway, like I said, it might have been a tree, you know, right nearby the HF antenna line. Who knows? I haven't tested that because I can't right now see if it's damaged or not. But everything looks intact.
Sorry, I hear about it all the time. Never experienced it, but I know a lot of people do. Do you have lightning arresters on your antennas?
polyphases on them, actually, which is supposed to be better, I think. That's what they say, anyway. Yeah. And the ground, like I said, the ground wires look intact. You know, you think if, again, they haven't been tripped or anything, and you think if they were, you would see it, you know?
Something, if your ground rods on one side are connected, well, I don't know, do you ground it, do you connect them around the house through the ground to your main ground, or is it just there on one side your radios are connected, and then when you plug into the wall, it kind of creates that circuit?
Your room is grounded off the house ground, not through a separate ground, and that could be part of the problem. I can certainly make an effort and run another whole ground wire out, you know, outdoors from this location. I can do that and have a separate ground.
Does that work? In my limited knowledge, is if you plug your radio, if you use any AC power at all, that has to be totally separate from the main ground. Like, you have to run a whole separate power. Otherwise, once you plug it into the wall, you're connected from, you know, all the way to the main ground again. And I don't know this for sure, but wondering if there's an extra ground attached to it, if it gives it the ability to, you know, the lighting wants to follow the quickest path to ground, but if you're also connected to ground at the other end of the house, maybe it can split, you know, and go to the other ground as well. Maybe that's what happened. I don't know. I have what I have, but I still don't quite understand it all completely.
Nor do I. I mean, I think that's, honestly, that's the only thing I can do differently in here is just run a separate ground and a plate for all this equipment out to ground, you know, with another 8-foot rod out there somewhere. You know what I mean? I think I can do that, and that wouldn't be too hard to do. We run a 10-gauge copper wire out there and do it and get it off the house ground. Maybe that might be the best thing to do.
People that say they don't ground at all, they just disconnect their antennas. So. I don't know. I think grounding. I was researching and read an article by a guy that put up towers, radio towers, and cell phone towers, and things like that, and kind of followed his recommendation. You know, not obviously not to the scale, but anyway, I'm sorry. I hate that for you. That's terrible. I have a SWR meter that can send out a signal to check your antennas if you need to borrow it. You probably have one, but if I can do anything, just let me know.
Patrick, I mean, Shane, I appreciate that. It's not a, the two vertical antennas check okay on SWR. I think if they got hit, you know, would have melted one of them down. So they're checking fine. I got a meter. Thank you. DHF, though, I can't really do anything with that. I can't check the antenna tuner or the HF NFED. But I might borrow somebody's HF radio up the road here, and he doesn't use it, so might even offer him some money. I think it's an ICOM 7300. But boy, I love this FTDX 3000, and I'm saddened by the fact that this doesn't turn on anymore. That's terrible.
That would be a little disheartening. I don't suppose it's under warranty. Maybe lightning strikes don't cover that, or power surges.
Now to Production Yaesu, and it's a fabulous model that they did such a great job with. I will call Yaesu and see if they say, you know, it's worth taking a look at or not. And I will send it to them, no doubt, if they say it is, because I'd love to see it back up. Hopefully there's some internal protection that, you know, just tripped, and maybe they're, you know, it's okay, because it definitely wasn't a direct hit through the antenna. So, I mean, something else.
About a 857D, if you can't get hold of the other one, I can disconnect that very easily, and if you wanted to try your HF antenna out sometime, I'd be happy to. We can work something out. So just let me know. Let me jump out. I got to swap these trailers out. I appreciate you coming. All that. It's a bad feeling in the pit of the stomach when that happens.
It is. There's no doubt it is. And the PC, I'm looking at, you know, all the, I mean, I'm pretty sure it's backed up on an online service, but I'll find out here. And I don't even have a good enough PC really to replace it. I got my wife's old laptop here, but it's probably painfully slow. And so I'll have to get another laptop too eventually. But thanks, Shane. Yeah, have a good afternoon. Appreciate it. Good talking to you. I won't keep you. And be careful out there, my man. We'll talk to you some more later. WW4JET and NZ4ZLK. That is. Good talking to you, sir. We'll talk to you later.
All right, 7-3 Matthew. Nice to hear you. N4ZLK.